Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We have been following the story of I Am Here, and it's just a remarkable one. It is an incredible story, not only of the movie itself, the art of the movie, but also, of course, the remarkable life of the now 101-year-old Holocaust survivor. We wanted to chat to Jordi Sanke, the film director, and Gabriella Blumberg, who is the film producer. They join us this morning. Good morning, guys. Welcome to the Morning Mayhem. How are you?
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
A great pleasure. So it's just been an absolutely incredible journey for you. Take us through, and I'm not sure who wants to do that, if it's Jordi or Gabriella. Take us through how long this has taken to get to the point that we're at right now.
It's taken the film in its entirety took 2 years to film and to make, and it was an incredible process working with Ella Blumenthal to create the film. And now it's about 2 years after we've released the film, and done festival runs around the world, and we're just absolutely excited about the release that's going to happen now in theaters in Johannesburg. But also along the way, all the awards and the recognition we've received, I think it's just a true testament to people relating to Ella's story and to her message of hope and resilience and love. And just how she's inspired so many people across the world has absolutely blown us away.
So when you set out to make a movie like this, is there part of you that, do you just do it for the art, for the story, for the movie itself, or do you think about all of these awards that perhaps you could win?
You have to do it for the story. With every film and project that you take on, you never know how it will be received by an audience. Jordi grew up in the same community as Ella and wanted to tell her story. And when he brought me on board, you know, he didn't say, let's tell the story of the Holocaust, or let's tell a story that will be globally shared. He said, there's this 98-year-old woman who has gone through such trauma, but has survived it with positivity and resilience and faith and hope, and let's capture her story. So you have to be invested in the story. You have to believe in the story, which we completely do. And the awards are secondary. And if there aren't any awards, which often with films there aren't, you have to be committed to the story and happy with what you're telling.
How difficult was it? Because everybody's life is complicated and everybody's life is complex. There's good things, there's less good things. In a long life, we've all done things that we're proud of, that we're not proud of. How do you decide in a movie of obviously limited length and time, how do you decide what to leave out without it becoming something that is very sort of sunshine and happiness and only good things, even in terms of the subject of the movie? How hard was that?
Yeah, so that was extremely, extremely difficult, because I think we had about seven, if not more than 7 hours of her telling different stories throughout her life. And, we wanted the film to sit just over an hour. So it was really, really a tough choice for the team of, you know, what positive stories to include and what negative stories to include. And, you know, ultimately we wanted to sort of thread a narrative. So, you know, we had to kind of balance light stories and dark stories. So, you know, some of our favorite stories never made it into the film. I'll give you an example. After the war, Ella, when she was in Paris with her niece, she actually became a smuggler in order to survive and to, you know, to sort of earn ends meet. She was a smuggler, and that was just a component of one of her stories that we couldn't we couldn't include in the film. It was just sort of too much of a big story in and of itself. But, you know, what we really tried to do is balance light and darkness and, you know, find those moments when she was, you know, sort of the darkest moments where she was able to sort of find positivity, hope and upliftment, and also just some of the shocking horror that she was able to witness. And through that, we really just tried to thread a beautiful story.
Yeah, it is interesting because some things could be too big a story to, it could eclipse the rest of the film, which obviously is a problem. Yeah. But I guess there's also part two then, maybe. But does, would that happen in this case, or is this a story in of itself that now needs to be left and as you move on to another project?
Yeah, I think that, you know, the interesting thing, it's so different when you actually hear Ella speak, because she actually often includes in her story some of these tidbits that we wouldn't be able to include in a film. So it's wonderful to also hear her speak and to even just be able to be in a room with her. But I know in all of the projects that Gabby and I have done, we've taken certain lived experiences and life lessons that we've learned from Ella and some of her really fantastic stories that we haven't been able to include in the film. And we've sort of tried to inculcate that in other pieces of work because, you know, some of the things that she's done and lived are just so fascinating and remarkable, you know, for them not to be told in some sort of way, is just such a shame.
Yeah, it is interesting that. So just to talk some details, tell us about where this movie is now showing.
Brilliant. So this film is going to be showing at Cinema Nouveau in Rosebank. It is releasing officially from this Friday, the 27th. If you go onto the Stir Kinnicore website and type in Cinema Nouveau Rosebank, there are multiple screenings a day that one can pick. And there is a pre-release screening with a Q&A that's going to be hosted by the Johannesburg Holocaust and Genocide Center and the South African Jewish Board of Deputies. And that's taking place this Wednesday night, the 25th. That is almost sold out. So if somebody wants to attend the Q&A, then they must get on the website Stir Kinnicore soon.
Right.
But if you'd like to watch one of the screenings from the 27th onwards, there is also an opportunity to do a block booking if you would like to book for a school or for an organization for more than 20 people. Then they can just email Jordi and I, and we can put them in touch with Stir Kinnicore to arrange that.
That's absolutely incredible. So well done to you. It's just remarkable to keep seeing the recognition, the awards, the accolades that are so well deserved for this film that just keep coming. And I think you ought to be enormously proud of what you produced. And it'll be amazing to see what you guys do next. Jordi Sank, film director, Gabriela Blomberg, film producer. It is 7:27. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.